Good morning. We're learning Chayodom Klal Tes, and we're looking at Siman Yod Aleph. And so that's a continuation of what we were discussing yesterday, that a person needs to make a bracha before he learns. Whether that's, we discussed whether talking about learning means of actually verbalizing the words, or means just even thinking about them. What about writing? Also, a person cannot write words of Torah until the person has made a bracha of Birchas HaTorah. So, the Chayyadim assumes that just writing words of Torah is not better than halacha than thinking words of Torah. Just like thinking does not require, according to the Shulchan Aruch, and the main opinion, thinking in Torah does not require Birchas of Torah. So writing Torah does not require Birchas of Torah. That's what he assumes. But we are aware of the fact that people who write tend to sometimes verbalize some of the things that they're writing, as they're sort of like talking to themselves and saying, okay, so the Rashba says over here, and you start writing that down. So in that situation, now you're verbalizing words of Torah, and you must say a bracha before you say words of Torah. Once upon a time, they didn't have printing presses, and they didn't have copy machines. So the way I got a copy of somebody's sefer was I would hire a scribe who would sit there and just copy the original copy and write it out in longhand. So over there, their kavana is just to get the words right. They're not focusing on what the thought is and what the message is and what the halacha is. They're not thinking about that. So that doesn't require a bracha. Interestingly enough, there's a Kivagir which talks about this question and says maybe the same one we have at the Shemeka. I know that hearing words of Torah is like saying words of Torah. Maybe writing is like saying words of Torah. So not because of what writing might bring to, but writing itself, kasiva kadima dami, we should argue such a thing. So he raises the question, for example, a person has a letter, the Kitzur says the minig during Svira, I think it's a Ramah, during Svira, when a person writes a letter, the person should write the date of the count of the Svira on the letter. So a person gets up, it's nighttime and he has... hasn't counted Syria yet, and he writes a letter to somebody. He puts the count for that night. He writes over there the 34th day of the Omer, and then he starts writing the letter. So he's said tonight is the 34th day of the Omer. That's what it is. So do we say ksiva kedibra dami? Writing it is equivalent of verbalizing it. So he's counted Sphira. Do we say not? Over there actually has a third possibility, which is even if you say the ksiba is lavka dibur, it's only if you require dibur. Over here you require the mitzvah of the Torah is to count. Who said that the mitzvah of the count has to be done davka pepeh? Maybe you could count by writing. So the Kivagir discusses the concept of the ksiba kedibur dummy. Do you find it? Do you not find it? Etc. So over here, you see from the Chayyadim is assuming that the ksiba is lavka dibur. Just writing is not considered dibur, but there's a concern of the possibility, but through writing, what's going to happen is the person will express themselves and say out the words, and that's clearly a problem, and that's how the Chayyadim understands this halacha. Because he says that you must understand it that way, which means he does not even contemplate the possibility that Siva should approximate the halacha of Dibur and be Mechayiv in Birchas HaTorah. So that is the final point of the Chayyadim, is that Siva, writing words of Torah, is not the equivalent of saying words of Torah, but a person has to make Birchas HaTorah anyway, because we're afraid that a person will actually, while he's writing, actually say some of the words of Torah. Have a good morning.